Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, the media decided it was a good idea to blame conservatives, blame DeSantis, blame the GOP for the Colorado gay nightclub shooting, saying that clearly the shooter had to be inspired by DeSantis and other Republican candidates in Colorado. Did the media stop for a moment to think maybe we should just wait and see what the actual facts are? Because the GLAD CEO said that DeSantis and Congresswoman Boebert are to blame for the Colorado LGBTQ club attack. Well, you got to score political points if you're on the left. Anytime there's some sort of opportunity, never let a crisis go to waste, correct? Well, court documents are now showing that the Colorado gay nightclub shooter identifies as non-binary, uses pronouns them and they. Not exactly what they were hoping for if you're the president of GLAD, claiming this is Ron DeSantis' fault. Anderson Lee Aldrich, the suspect who was allegedly shot and killed, five people and wounded at least 18 others over the weekend, at that LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado, identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns, according to the court documents filed Tuesday night. The 22-year-old is facing multiple murder and hate crime charges stemming from last weekend's shooting. The public defender revealed that Aldrich is, quote, non-binary and uses them-they pronouns. The New York Times has also confirmed. In addition to the pronouns, Aldrich is referred to as MX Aldrich, MX, in the court filings. Anderson Aldrich is non-binary, a footnote in the filing states. Then it says, and I'm reading exactly from the document, quote, they use they/them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as MX dot Aldrich. Okay, so let's just back this up real quick. You've got a new court filing. You've got a public defender for the suspect in the mass shooting at a Colorado gay club that left five people dead that say their client is non-binary and that he uses they, them pronouns, and the lawyer refers to their client as MX dot Anderson Aldrich and says, moving forward, that's how he must be referred to. Now, the news about the shooter's gender identity came after Democrats and members of the corporate media politicized the shooting and blamed Republicans for the tragedy. For example, NBC's Ben Collins claimed that Republican politicians and, quote, the internet's far-right machine targeted LGBTQ plus individuals in the months leading up to the nightclub shooting. So therefore, it must be the problem of the Republican Party. That's what he said. This is the Republicans' fault. Just get your head around that. Now, there was a hero, Army veteran, who subdued the attacker and beat the attacker. That was an amazing part of the story. You think the media is going to talk about that hero that much? Nah, why would we do that? It's a lot easier if you just jump on there and start attacking and saying all sorts of crazy things, right? It just makes it a lot easier. He also said in the interview, quote, "But I think we have to have a come to Jesus moment here as reporters," quote unquote, Collins said to MSNBC. "Are we more afraid of being on Breitbart for saying that trans people deserve to be alive, or are we more afraid of dead people? Question mark. Because I'm more afraid of dead people." The political grandstanding continued, Breitbart referring to Breitbart News conservative website. Democrat Representative AOC blasted Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert, who they celebrated was going to lose an election, who ended up winning, as a bigot who motivated the shooter. Shortly after, Boebert issued a statement condemning the violence in her home state. AOC tweeted out at Lauren Boebert, "You have played a major role in elevating anti-LGBT plus hate rhetoric and anti-trans lies while spending your time in Congress blocking even the most common sense gun safety laws," AOC tweeted. She went on to say, You don't get to thoughts and prayers your way out of this. Look inward and change. Dehumanizing rhetoric leads to dehumanizing actions, the tirade went on to say, which quickly translates to violence, shootings, assaults, and worse. That's what Cortez added in an Instagram post also about the congresswoman from Colorado, a Republican. The GLAAD CEO came out and said it's very clear. This is really the fault of Ron DeSantis and Boebert are to blame for the Colorado LGBTQ club attack. There was zero, and let me say this again, there was zero evidence to support the egregious assault on Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and the Congresswoman Boebert in Colorado. It was an egregious attack that should have never happened. But when you have an opportunity and you've got the media on your side and you can pretty much get away with anything you want to say, then this is what you do. You just go out there and you say it and no one will hold you accountable for it. That apparently is how this all works. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. If you've got a cell phone, you need to switch to Patriot Mobile because they are America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they use the same towers that you're using right now. Why do you want to switch? Because they are a force for conservative values. They take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they use that money to fund conservative causes, to back conservative candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they are winning big time. Patriot Mobile will save you money as well over what you're spending right now. They have affordable plans for not only you, but your family and even your businesses. And they offer the same exact nationwide coverage as the major carriers. If you're using your phone every day, why not make a difference with every phone call? Switch to Patriot Mobile that support our conservative values. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code BEN. That's free activation plus special discounts. Free activation, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Now, let me get back to this audio. GLAAD CEO said, "Politicians' rhetoric does lead to violence and hate. saying we live in a dangerous society if you are LGBTQ. She says that politicians are the ones creating division and hate on social media platforms, and that we need to make sure that they stop all of the hate. These are just some of the words that have come out from these people on the left. Glad President had this to say on MSNBC. Take a listen.
And even a report that we're about to release shows that in the past year, there have been either 100 violent attacks or threats of violence against drag events across this country. In this country, brunches. I mean, we're talking about brunch people. So I think that DeSantis, Boebert, they have blood on their hands on this. They have to stop spreading lies. These are lies that they're spreading, and they're causing pain and death and murder against our community. In addition to insufficient gun safety in this country. Couple that all together and you have what happened on Saturday night. And you have it, you know, in this city alone, in New York City, on Saturday night, a brick was thrown through a gay bar in Hell's Kitchen. That's the fourth time that happened in a week to that bar. So you can see whether or not the motive on Saturday night turns out to be hate, which it looks like it's pointing that way. It's still an environment and a culture that we're living in and that politicians are leading. They're leading this hate. So we need them to stop.
We need them to stop. DeSantis, Boebert are to blame for the Colorado LGBTQ club attack. Whether or not the motive turns out to be hate, there's a culture. And you notice the media doesn't like jump in there and say, well, hold on a second. Is it fair to blame the Colorado governor or the Florida governor for something that happened in Colorado? We don't know anything about the shooter yet, right? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because this is the rhetoric that we have. So now we find out that the Colorado gay nightclub shooter isn't some right-wing extremist, right? He's a non-binary, uses them, they pronouns, and is in this culture. The suspect who allegedly shot and killed the five people, wounded at least 18 others over the weekend at that nightclub, identifies as non-binary, uses them, they pronouns, according to his own lawyers. Does that have anything to do with Governor DeSantis? No. Does that have anything to do with Lauren Boebert? No. The GLAD CEO, though, keeping the rhetoric up, not backing down, saying it's the politician's fault.
A dark day. We've been reporting. We just spoke to the district attorney there in Colorado Springs, who did confirm that they are looking into the possibility of this being a hate crime. They're not calling it that at this time as they develop the evidence, talk to witnesses and everything else. But your reaction, as you said, this is getting exhausting, these tragedies, to watch this happen. Your reaction to what we saw around midnight in Colorado Springs over the weekend?
Yeah, unfortunately, when I woke up to that news, I felt heartbroken, like so many Americans. And I also felt not surprised, because we've seen in this past year about 300 anti-LGBTQ bills proposed. That creates an environment and culture of hate and discrimination. We've seen in our own poll at GLAD, 7 out of 10 LGBTQ folks report feeling discrimination in the past year. That's up 11% year over year, 24% from 2020. We're seeing these large numbers happen because we're living in an environment that's driven by two things. Politicians who are using us to bolster their careers by creating division and hate. And number two is social media platforms that are monetized hate, and especially against marginalized communities. They're choosing profits over hate, and it's killing, literally killing our community.
Profits over hate. It's almost like these sound bites she keeps saying have been pre-planned for any attack. It's almost like they were just waiting for a moment to go out there and seize the opportunity to attack conservatives and say that when something like this happens, regardless of the facts, right? Regardless of the facts that this is how it's going to be played, regardless of what the actual information says, game on. We're going to attack, we're going to go after the right, and we're going to say that this is the right's fault. I'll just say it again. wasn't a right-wing extremist, wasn't a conservative, wasn't a DeSantis or Boebert supporter. The suspect who shot and killed five people, wounded at least 18 others over the weekend at that LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado was a part of the community. Identifies as a non-binary and uses them, they pronouns, according to the court filing. You think any of these people saying this type of crap on TV are going to pull back and say no, or say we're sorry, or say we got it wrong? No. MSNBC keeping up the rhetoric this morning.
Collins, so Ben, what do we know about the alleged shooter here in terms of his online footprint? If you can't find it, nobody can. You're always, you know, in these dark corners of the internet as part of the work you do. What do we know about this guy?
Yeah, there's nothing under his name. And for a 22-year-old, that is not particularly different than most people.
Not particularly different than most people. The majority of 22-year-olds, by the way, are on the internet. The majority of them have a footprint online. To imply that that's abnormal, to imply that that's something that, you know, that is, I mean, how many 22-year-olds do you know you can Google them and find something about them in 2 seconds? And he says, oh, well, that's just typical. That's normal. No, it's not.
Young people now tend to have usernames that have nothing to do with their name or not traceable to their actual name. We do know that he was... he made this bomb threat with his mom in the house. There's this video of this. His mom took a Facebook Live of this happening in real time.
This was last year.
And he was let out. That is the unclear thing. Here he is, you know, arriving back from jail.
And she called police from inside and they showed up in tactical gear.
And he said he was ready to,
for hours.
He said he was ready to blow on this Facebook Live. He was ready to get into a firefight over it.
And obviously he was brought in, but prosecutors did not go forward with the case. And we're still digging through and trying to figure out why exactly that is.
Yeah. And the case was sealed, which is not particularly different in the Colorado law. I do want to say, though,
by the way, you have a guy that threatened to blow up his own house with his mom. You have law enforcement that knew about the guy that were called in. Tactical gear was brought in. It's a guy that went to jail, but then they didn't prosecute him. Wonder if GLAAD might want to say, when you see somebody that has mental issues, maybe we might want to really think about what the issues are. And when they're threatening to blow themselves up and their own mother, maybe, just maybe for a moment, we should talk about, I don't know, blocking this human being up. We used to do that in this country. We don't anymore. You know, if you notice, we're starting to see a pattern here. You would think that the media would want to talk about the pattern. The pattern is very clear. We are seeing people that should be in prison who commit heinous crimes when we don't put them in prison and we let them out of prison to rehabilitate them. This is a guy that should not have been on the streets based on the video and based on what happened that day just last year, when his mom believed he was going to blow up the house with a bomb. And they tell you this part of the story, but then immediately they go back to the virtue signaling. Well, this is really a Republican's fault. I need to tell you about my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. If you're paying attention, you've seen that the stock market has been plummeting. Many economists are predicting this is just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. If that happens, you're going to see tremendous losses in your portfolio. Many of you have already seen those losses. That is where there's an upside with gold. In the 2008 crash, when the market dipped, gold went up. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust when investing in gold and precious metals. They can advise you on whether gold is right for you, whether it becomes part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped directly to you. When it comes to your finances, you want to act before it's too late. Be informed on your options. Legacy Precious Metals expert team can answer all your questions. So call Legacy Precious Metals today. 866-751-2218. That's 866-751-2218. Or you can even download their comprehensive gold guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm going to go back to this audio of NBC News telling you the story, right? Suspect was detained and hospitalized after sustaining injuries in an attack at the LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. And he, oh, by the way, threatened to blow up his own house. And for some reason, we didn't put him in jail. But don't worry, knowing that the guy had major mental issues, is non-binary, them, they pronouns, clearly is messed up in the head. And we had him. That's not enough. No, we got to attack Republicans now and say somehow this is their fault.
Am I doing something wrong here? Here are some headlines that I wrote the last 6 months. Fueled by internet's far-right machine, anti-LGBTQ threats shut down trans rights and drag events. Remember, there was a drag event happening in Colorado. Yeah. Anti-trans stalkers at Kiwi Farms, which is an anti-trans website that stalks people, are chasing one victim around the world. Their list of targets is growing. That was a couple months ago. Doctors under threat from far-right activists for providing trans care. Boston Children's Hospital faces bomb threat after right-wing harassment campaign. There were three of those bomb threats. FBI charges Massachusetts woman with Boston Children's Hospital bomb threat, so they found one of the people. At least 20 Republican politicians have claimed that schools are making accommodations for students who identify as cats. That was before. The midterms. Here are three more from my colleagues in the last 3 weeks. As election nears, some conservative groups have ramped up anti-trans campaign ads. Far-right figures appear to be testing Twitter's boundaries for anti-LGBTQ speech. GOP senator targets TikTok influencer with anti-transgender taunts. And I'm just wondering, what could I have done different? Seriously, as reporters, what can we do different? Because there are 5 dead people in a strip mall, because that was the only place they felt safe as gay or trans people in this town in Colorado Springs.
Is that true? I'm asking the question. Did he talk to the 5 people that are dead to find out this is the only place they felt safe was to be at this club? I doubt he did, because how would he? And then to say that's the only place they felt safe, are you saying that they didn't feel safe at the grocery store or at their jobs or at school? Like, that's a very, very, very bold statement. And I understand the virtue signaling here. But you just told the people that this guy was mentally insane, in essence. That's what you just said. You just told the audience that he threatened to blow up his own house, and that for some reason, they thought it was a good idea to not charge him or put him in jail for those crimes. When his own mother is begging for help, calling 911. We see this happen often. Right? We see this happen often. That didn't happen either. It's a problem. So you add all this up. Right? You add every bit of this. And then immediately they go on and say, well, look at all the headlines. Now, none of these headlines are connected to the shooting. These are around the country, totally different places. And again, you got to wonder about even some of these headlines, if they're actually accurate or real or truthful. Right? You kind of got to ask those questions now. Like, do you really trust them? Do you really believe them? Do you actually believe that what they're telling you now in the media is true at all? Because I don't usually anymore. Not based on paranoia, just based on the facts of the situation and where we are right now. And then he says, what could we do in the media to do better? Well, you guys have written all the articles attacking the right. You've done everything you can to divide us as a country. You're doing that really well. Congratulations. Great job. I mean, that's impressive. And then you got a guy that could have been in jail. Are you going to go after the, my gut is it was an activist DA. in Colorado. Are you going to tell that part of the story? I'm just curious. Are you going to tell that part of the conversation? I really want to know. Is that a part of the conversation that you're even worth, you're willing to mention? I'm going to guess probably not. Are you going to talk about why he wasn't in jail and why he was allowed out and why, when we knew this guy had the problems that he had, why you didn't do more to stop him? I want to know. No, we're not going to go to any of that. We're going to, Ben Collins, senior reporter, NBC News, saying, we what do we need to do better? We've been telling you that all these right-wingers are doing these things. This guy's not a right-winger, but it doesn't matter. We'll indict them because this, and then we'll virtue signal for ad nauseum on this issue.
And I am trying to thread this needle here. I'm trying to say that this is happening. This targeted stuff has real-life impacts. They say on the internet has real-life impacts. And I'm going to fail, by the way. I'm going to, freak out because it's happening. Because I wake up and I see that there are 5 dead bodies. But I think we have to have a come to Jesus moment here as reporters. Are we more afraid of being on Breitbart for saying that trans people deserve to be alive? Or are we more afraid of the dead people? Because I'm more afraid of the dead people. I don't want to wake up on a Sunday and see that all of these headlines came to fruition.
Well, what do we do about public officials at local level, state level, federal level, who try to inject the fear of the very word transgender into school issues, that a transgender person might be trying to be on your son's or daughter's softball team?
Right, and that's the biggest worry, right?
That can't be allowed.
Right.
You notice how they're not talking about the local elected officials that let this guy out, that allowed him to kill the 5 people. I think the sickest part of the conversation is they see this as an opportunity. When there are dead bodies, they go and stand on top of them. They don't care about what actually happened. And they say, see, we told you this is the Republicans' fault. What about the shooter? Well, he wasn't a Republican. Okay, what about him? Well, he was actually in the LGBTQ non-binary community. Okay, you going to tell that part of the story? Nope. Why would I do that? Because this is the Republicans' fault, and you know it's the Republicans' fault. No, I'm not really sure I do. No, it is. It's the Republicans' fault. You should understand it is the Republicans' fault. Every time, always, amen. That's the problem. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.